In Sefer Tanya, Perek Kavdalet, on page Resh Yud Chet, Perek Kavdalet. Vezele umadze hem shasa mitzvot lo taase de oraita vechol isure de rabbanan. Now we're going to learn the second side to the coin. In the previous prakim, the previous two, three prakim, the Tanya was explaining to us what it means to do mitzvot, what it means to learn Torah. When a person is learning Torah, when a person is doing a mitzvah, he's becoming a merkava l'shechina. At that moment, Hare, what is Torah? What is the mitzvah? That's the ratzon ha-pnimi, ratzon ha-elyon, that's the will of Hashem. And when a person learns Torah, he is engaging, he is being infused, he's becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that is as far as the mitzvot aseh. The mitzvot aseh means the ratzon ha'elyon, Hashem wants us to do these mitzvot. For example, right now, we are learning Torah, we are being mekayem, mitzvot aseh shelimut Torah. So this is a ratzon, this is a will of Hashem, and we are becoming, our mind is becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toda rabba. Thank you. לא, זה פשוט צריך להסתכל בלוח. This לימוד, בעזרת השם, is לעילוי נשמת אסטלה אסתר בת רבקה, ולעילוי נשמת יצחק בן מרים. So, on the other hand, parallel to this, are the mitzvot לא תעשה. The 365 איסורים of the Torah and the איסורים of the Rabbanan. What are they? מאחר שהם נגד רצונו וחוכמתו יתברך והפחם ממש, being that committing עבירה, a sin of one of the 365 מצוות לא תעשה, these are directly against the רצון of Hashem. מצוות תעשה is רצון העליון. The מצוות לא תעשה is what is against the רצון העליון, the opposite. הם נפרדים מייחודו ואחדותו יתברך ותכלית הפירוד ממש. When a person is engaged in doing חס ושלום one of the 365 איסורים, these things, the שסה מצוות לא תעשה, are נפרדים מייחודו, they are separate from the oneness of Hashem, from the unity of Hashem, כמו הסתרה האחרה והקליפה הנקראת עבודה זרה ואלוהים אחרים, just like we spoke about the Sitra Achra, the other side, the side of the Tum'ah, and Avodah Zara, which is called Elohim Acherim, other gods. Why is it called Elohim Acherim? If you remember, the Baal HaTanya explained, Mechamat Hester Panim Shel Ratzon HaElyon, Kanal. Because of the Hester Panim of the Ratzon HaElyon. Remember, how did he explain why is it called Elohim Acherim? Why is the Avodah Zara called Elohim Acherim? Because it receives its yenika b'derech achoraim, in the way of from the back. Remember the mashal that the Baal HaTanya gives a few times, that when it's given from, you don't even want to look at the person who you're giving, you're just throwing it to him in the back, that shows that you really don't really want to give him, but you know what, I'll give him anyway. And that is the yenika, that's what gives the nourishment of Elohim Acherim, of all the kochot ha-tum'ah, of all the avodah zarah in the world. And when a person, chas v'shalom, is engaged in one of the 365 isurim, ben mid'oraita, ben mid'rabbanan, at that moment, he is busying himself with something which is exactly the opposite of ratzon ha'elyon. Not only that, v'chen gimel levushe ha-nefesh, shemiklipat noga, shebi'Yisrael, the three levushim of the nefesh, which is machshava, dibur, u'ma'aseh, that are of the klipat noga shebi Yisrael. Remember that way back in the beginning of the sefer, we learned that the nefesh ha-bahamit of the Jew does not come from the shloshet klipot ha-tum'ot, not from the three lower klipot ha-tum'ah, rather from the fourth one, which is called klipat noga, the more brightened klipa, which can go either way. I don't want to get back into that, but right, that is the makor, that is the shoresh of neshamot Israel. And so the levushim of the nefesh, hamelubashim b'shasa lo ta'aseh d'oraita d'rabbanan, at the time when they are clothed with the averot of the 365 mitzvot lo taseh. That's a fancy way of saying when a person is doing, at the time when a person is doing the averot, one avera of the shasa mitzvot lo taseh, v'chen mahut ha-nefesh atzma milubeshet bilvusheya, and the nefesh ha-ba'amit itself, that is being now being clothed by machshava dibur ma'aseh of doing avera of the shasa mitzvot lo taseh, kulam meyuchadim mamash besitra acha uklipa zo anikret avodah zara. Is becoming one with the klipa of the sitra acha, chas v'shalom lo alenu, and of the avodah, which is called avodah zara. Ve'lo od, not only that, אלא שבטלים ותפלים אליה וגרועים ופחותים ממנה מאוד. Now, the Baal HaTanya now is going to go in to explain something very, very deep, something a bit harsh, and he's going to explain that at the time when a person is chas v'shalom doing a sin, one of the averot of the shasa mitzvot lo ta'aseh, not only is he meyuchad, and I explained to you already, when he says meyuchad, it's like you say meuchad, that means one. Becoming one. Not only is he becoming one with the klipota tum'ah, but he's even worse than the klipota tum'ah. A person who does avera at that moment, he's even on a lower level than the klipa, than the kochota tum'ah, than the sitra acha. And he's going to explain something very, very deep. Ki hi ena merubeshet beguf chomri. What's he? Because the sitra acha, the klipata tum'ah, is not melubeshet beguf achomri. It doesn't have a physical body. Ve'yodat et ribona. Therefore, because it's not in a physical body, it's a spiritual entity. After all, the klipot ha-tum'ah we're talking about, the kochot ha-tum'ah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the beginning of the time of creation of the world, it's not something chomri. It's not something that is physical. It is a spiritual entity, and therefore yodat et ribona. It knows Hashem. ואינה מורדת בו לפעול פעולתה במשלחת מלאכי רעים שלה שלא בשליחותו של מקום ברוך הוא חס ושלום. When the klipa, when the sitra achra sends its messengers, משלחת מלאכי רעים, to cause a person to sin, the klipa is not rebelling against Hashem by doing that. That's the שליחות. That's its messengery from Hashem. Hashem sent it to this world to bring about Bechira Chofshit, to facilitate Bechira Chofshit, and therefore, after all, the Klipa is doing its Shlichut. וכמאמר בלעם לא אוכל לעבור את פי השם. Even Bilam said, we're learning the Pnimiyut here of what Bilam said. Bilam here, the Baal HaTanya is saying, is representing the Klipot HaTum'ah. And Bilam said, לא אוכל לעבור את פי השם אלוקיי, לעשות גדולה או קטנה. Bilam himself said, I cannot do anything that will be against the will of Hashem. So even the klipa, whatever it does, whatever it brings about in the world, it's following the shlichut that Hashem gave it. Ve'av shenikra avodah zara. Now you might say, but one second, we just said before that it's called avodah zara, which means it's nifrad me'achduto yitbarach, as we said. But still, hakaru la elaha de elahaya. But based on a pasuk in Daniel, and it's from a ma'amar chazal, that even the big kochot ha-tum'ah, let's say Nebuchadnezzar, and whatever the big reshaim of the world, karula elaha de'elahaya, which means the problem with klipot ha-tum'ah, as we explained in previous prakim, is that it is far away from the oneness of Hashem. But it's not that it doesn't recognize the existence of Hashem. It recognizes the existence of Hashem. It just doesn't feel that Hashem is in everything. That the koach that is giving it a chiyut, that's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. The klipa says what? What does Avodah Zarah say? Ani ve'afsi od. It is me and only me. Now, karu le'elaha de'elahaya. He's Elohe Elohim. He's the Hashem. He's definitely, he's all the way up there. He's the God of all gods. And everything comes from him. Aval, don't tell me that he's right now with me and I am in him. That's the problem of the Avodah Zarah. That's why it's called Elohim Acherim. Ve'enam yocholim la'avor klal al retzono yitbarach. They're not able to transgress the will of Hashem. Ki yod'im u'masigim shehu chiyutam v'kiyumam. Because they recognize that the chiyut, the energy and the kiyum, the maintenance that they have, comes from Hashem. Sheyonkim mibchinat achoraim, the achoraim shel ratzon ha'elyon baruch hu ha'makif aleihem. Ech shehu, bottom line, they do receive yenika, even if it's bederech achoraim, even if it's bederech hekef, it's only in a way of encircled, it's not inside. But still, ela sheyenikatam v'chiyutam shebetocham, hi bibchinat galut betocham. The yenika that they receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in them is bibchinat galut. Remember, as we explained, it's entrapped in them, le'achshiv atzmam elahut, because they consider themselves elahut. Of course, Elaha de Elahaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Elohim. But they are considering themselves Elahut. V'harizu kfira be'achduto. It's a kfira in the oneness of Hashem. Remember, what does it mean, the oneness of Hashem? That it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else besides Him. Aval mikol makom enam kofrim v'kichashu b'Hashem legamre v'lomar lohu. But to deny Hashem mikol v'chol, the klipot, the kochot ha-tum'ah, there is no denial of Hashem. Ela dekaru le'elaha de'elahaya. Dehainu chiyutam v'kiyumam hanimshach v'yored aleihem merzono yitbarach. V'lachen enam overim merzono yitbarach le'olam. Therefore, there's no such a thing as yetzer hara, or malach ha-mavet, or klipot, or avodah zarah, or whatever you want to call it, that is rebelling against Hashem. In davar kaze, no. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im ken, therefore, ha'adam ha'over al retzono yitbarach. But a person who transgresses the will of Hashem by doing one of the shasa mitzvot lo tase, hu garua hu pachut harbe meod me'asitracha hu klipa nikret avodah zarah ve'elohim acherim. Comes out, he's even worse. Then at that time, when he's doing the avera, he's even worse than the klipa in sitracha. Vehu betachlit ha-pirud mi-ichudo ve-achduto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter mimena. He's even further away. He's even more disconnected from the oneness of Hashem at that moment. Ki-ilu kofer be-achduto yoter mimena chas ve-shalom. Kmo she-katu be-etz chayim, and he quotes from the Ari HaKadosh in Etz Chayim Shar Membet, Rushe Abiyah, Sof Perek Dalet, she-hara she-ba-olam hazeh ha-chomri, the evil that is in this world, in the physical world, olam achomri, is the worst of the worst. That's called shimre haklipot hagasot. Shimre hashmarim. Ze ma sheyored lemata. Yeah, it's what goes all the way on the bottom, the yeast that goes all the way to the bottom. That's called the shmarim. In this world, the evil that in this world, there's no telling. There's no worse than it. That's why in this world there is domination to reshaim. Because in this world of olam achomri, the ra that is done here is even worse than the klipa itself. The klipa itself, achare hakol, is ruchani. But the person who is chomri, who is physical, and he does the avera against the will of Hashem, he is even more detached than from the oneness of Hashem, Rachamana Litzlan. Lachen amru rabotenu al pasuk ki tiste ishto. Therefore, the famous ma'amar Chazal was mentioned in Suda Shlishi downstairs. The famous ma'amar on the pasuk ki tiste ishto. En adam over avera. He doesn't even finish it. He realized that we know it by heart. En adam over avera. Ela im ken ichnesa bo ruach shtut. That a person transgresses, when he transgresses avera, it's impossible. It has to be that it's ruach shtut. Has to be that he lost his mind at that moment. Ma kavana? What does it mean? Afilu isha na'efet shedata kala hayta moshelet beruach ta'avata lule ruach shtut sheba hamchaseu mastiru ma'alim et ha'ahava ha'mesuteret shebenafsha elakit ledovka be'emunat Hashem v'yichudo ve'achduto. Says even the one who is in the weakest state of doing a sin, ish ketiste, the isha ha'mena'efet, even the adulterous woman who is in the lowest state of committing a sin, even her, if it wasn't for Ruach Shtut, that's why the Torah tells us this Yesod, dafka in that parasha. Ish ki tistei ishto. The Torah could have told us this Yesod, that en adam over avera ilim ken ichnas Ruach Shtut in any other avera of the Torah. Why dafka here? Because that's the lowest of the low. Even in the lowest of the low avera, if it was not for the Ruach Shtut, that is Mechaseh, he says, that covers up the Ahava Mesuteret, the inborn connection that a person has to Hashem, She wouldn't have done it. She would have been mitgaber. Ve'lo litpared chas v'shalom me'achduto. Afilu notlim et nafsham imena la'avod avodah zarah chas v'shalom. Here he's returning to the idea that we learned a few prakim ago, remember? That very same woman, let's take, okay, who is committing that avera. If she was to be taken and to be told, bow down to this avodah zarah or else, she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do it. To renounce the emunah in Hashem? To totally... A Jew, all of a sudden, remember what we learned in that perek? All of a sudden, the ahava mesuteret of a Jew at that moment comes up and says, no. Sometimes they don't even know why. They don't even know why. But no, I'm a Jew and I cannot do this. So this very same person would have been in control over herself, not to bow down to Avodah Zarah when she was put to test, and yet here she's Nikshal. How does that make sense? That's Ruach Shtut. What's the Ruach Shtut? The Ruach Shtut is to think at that moment, Tov Zeh Mashu Acher, Avodah Zarah, to bow down, to renounce Hashem. I'm not renouncing Hashem, I still believe in Hashem, I'm just doing this little thing. That's it. That's a Ruach Shtut. Because the truth is, if we think about it, it's the same exact thing. Because what did he just say? Anytime a person is over in one of the mitzvot of Shin Samechem, mitzvot lo ta'aseh, at that moment he is being severed, he is being disconnected, me'achduto yitbarach, just like when a person does Avodah Zarah. Right now he's becoming one with the klipah, which is called Avodah Zarah. But what happens? The Ruach Shtut of a person covers that up and says, no, this is one sin, but I'm not renouncing Hashem. It wouldn't be the same as if they would tell me to bow down to Avodah Zarah. Even if she would just be told to bow down without believing in it, just bow down, she would not accept it. How much more so she should have, or the person should have, the koach to be mitgaber, to give up the ta'ava. I mean, what's harder, lechaora? To give up one's life or to give up a ta'ava to do ni'uf? Obviously, life, that's much harder. And yet, the person would have given up his life not to renounce Hashem, not to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. And here he gives in to the ta'ava of ni'uf, Hashem Yishmerenu. The difference that she's thinking, or that the person is thinking in his mind, between ni'uf and avodah zarah, that's much worse. This is just something of a lesser degree. That's the ruach shtut of the klipa hamirubeshet lanefesh ha'elakit ad bechinat chokhma sheba, ve'lo ad bichlal. That's the Ruach Shtut, which is mitlabesh, that clothes the Nefesh HaElokit until the level of Chokhmah. Of course, as you remember, we learned that in the Sfira of Chokhmah, that's where the Or of Hashem is, and Minmela, it cannot be under the domination of the Klipa. But here he's going to explain, אבל באמת לעמיתו, אפילו עבירה קלה, הרי העוברה עובר על רצון עליון ברוך הוא, even a small עבירה. There is no difference, and this is what he's going to explain from here until the end of the perek, that be'etzem there is no difference between any avera. He's going to answer the questions, so how can we see differences in punishment? We see there's different levels of gravity of punishment. So you see that there is level of something is more serious than the other. Also, for example, avodah zarah, gilui arayot, shvichut damim, is yihareg v'al yavo. Everything else is not yihareg v'al yavo. So what do you mean there's no difference? He's going to answer these questions. Because this is a ruach shtut. Be'emet la'amito afilu avera kala, hare ha'ovra over al ratzon ha'elyon baruch hu. Bottom line, what are you doing that minute? What is the person doing that minute? He is going against the ratzon ha'elyon. Ve'u betachlit ha'pirud mi'ichudo ve'achduto yitbarach yoter misitra acha u'klipa nikret Elohim acherim ve'avodah zarah mamash. At that moment, as we just said before, he becomes on a lower degree, on a lower level even, than the klipa and sitra acha. Even worse, even lower than all the things that are nishpa, that have its influence from the klipa and the sitra hachashem, behemot teme'ot, v'chayot ve'ofot teme'im ushkatzim urmazim. Remember we explained earlier in the sefer, we learned that the behemot, chayot, teme'ot, everything that is tamed, shkatzim, urmazim, receive its yenika from the three klipot teme'ot. Right? However, the person who's over avera, he's on a lower level than the behemot ha-teme'ot. U'kema'amar, like Chazal told us, yitush kodamach. The Gemara says, why is it that Adam HaRishon was created last? So one reason is gadlut ha-Adam. Shelo nivra ha-olam ela bishvili. Everything was created for Adam. But on the other hand, when a person sins, what is he told? Afilu yitush kadamach. Even a yitush, even a mosquito came before you, was created before you. So here the Baal HaTanya is explaining the pnimiyut of this ma'amar. What does it mean, yitush kodamach? He says, the af yitush shemachnis ve'eno motzi. The lowest of the low from all the creatures is the mosquito. The mosquito ingests, but it doesn't excrete. It doesn't take out. It doesn't take out. Shehi klipa hayoter tachtona urchoka mibchinat hagedusha hamashpat betachlit harichuk. Hare, what is the tchuna of kedusha? Kedusha is to be mashpia, is to give. Afilu betachlit harichuk, even to the one who is the most far, kedusha always wants to give. The yitush is the most furthest opposite point from kedusha. It only takes and it doesn't give. That's the yitush. Even the Yitush is before the person who is Chote, before the sinner. Even all the other, surely all the other Baalei Chaim Temeim, afilu Chayot Ra'ot. Why the Chayot Ra'ot are better than him? It's very harsh, Rabotai. Shekulam enam meshanim tafkidam, ufkudato yitbarach shamera rucham. Because they don't change, we just said, שלא ישנו את תפקידם, in ברכת הלבנה. שכולם אינם משנים תפקידם, all the behemot, they don't go away from their purpose. They do whatever they were put in this world to do. If it's לטרוף, then it's לטרוף. הכפירים שואגים לטרף, ולבקש מאין אוכלם. But they know, there is the instinct that they have, אפילו אי הוא לא חזה, אבל מזלה הוא חזה, but their מזל knows, ולבקש מאין אוכלם. They know that there is a קדוש ברוך הוא. ופקודתו יתברך שמרה רוחם. And that's what he says here. אף על גב דאי הוא לא חזה. Even though they don't see it, but by instinct deep down, they know that there is a connection to the בורא עולם. Even חיות המאות. וכמו שכתוב ומוראכם וחיתכם יהיה על כל חיית הארץ. וכפירוש רבותינו שאין חיה רעה מושלת באדם, אלא אם כן נדמה לה כי בהמה. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, an animal does not overtake a human being unless the animal notices that the human being lost its tzelem elokim. It looks like an animal. Because of the fact that it sinned and it severed its connection from Hashem to the point where now it's lower than the animal. And mimela, the animal which is supposed to be under the control of the human being is now on top and in control of him. והצדיקים שאין צלם אלוקים יסתלק מעל פניהם, כל חיות רעות יתקפיין כמיהו. Whereas on the other side, the tzaddik that never loses his צלם אלוקים, the חיות רעות, the animals, they see it. And they're not, יתקפיין כמיהו. They are humbled before the tzaddik. כמו שכתוב בזוהר גבי דניאל בגוב האריות, like we know from the story of דניאל in גובד הריבתה, in the den of lions. And many stories of tzaddikim where we know that the animals succumbed to them and all of a sudden humbled before them because of the tzelem elokim that they have. אם כן החוטא ועובר רצונו יתברך אפילו בעבירה קלה, בשעת מעשה, at the time when he's doing the עבירה, הוא בתכלית הריחוק מקדושה העליונה שייחודו ואחדותו יתברך, יותר מכל בעלי חיים הטמאים ושקצים ומסים המושפעים מסתרה אחרה וקליפת עבודה זרה. So he says, "Uma shepikuach nefesh doche she'ar averot." Whoa, I didn't realize. It's okay. We went over time. We'll continue Bezrat Hashem from this point over here till the end of the perek. He just answers the question to show that this is indeed a ruach shtut, to think that there is a difference between averot, that this is more serious than the other. No. What do we do with pikuach nefesh? What do we do with yareg val yavo? That's what he's going to answer בעזרת השם. רבי חננא בן הקשה אומר, צה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.